Some pastors, when they get up, they tell jokes. Some get right into the message, and some brag about their wives. Now, I didn't bring any jokes with me tonight, and I definitely don't have a wife to brag about, but I can brag about my God. And this year, even recently in my life, he's been so good to me. He showed himself real to me in so many ways, and it's such an honor to be able to serve him. It's such an honor to know him and to have him in my life, and I'm so thankful to be a Christian. The message I'll be preaching tonight, I preach for Empowered Youth, as was mentioned about a month or two ago, and God gave me this message a couple months prior to that, but tonight I've added 3 points onto it. So I have 6 points tonight, and I have about 8 to 11 minutes, so it'll be pretty quick, but I pray that it'll be a blessing to you. You'll all be able to get something from it. 2 Chronicles chapter 35, we'll start reading at verse 20, and we'll read down to verse 24. The Bible reads, "After all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Carchemish by Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. But he sent ambassadors to him, saying, 'What have I to do with thee, thou king of Judah? I come not against thee this day, but against the house wherewith I have war. For God commanded me to make haste. Forbear thee from meddling with God, who is with me, that he destroy thee not.' Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself, that he might fight with him, and hearkened not unto the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archers shot at King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, 'Have me away, for I am sore wounded.' His servants therefore took him out of that chariot, and put him in the second chariot that he had, and they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died, and was buried in one of the sepulchres of his fathers, and all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah." This evening, I've entitled my message, "Fighting on the Wrong Side of the Battlefield." Fighting on the wrong side of the battlefield. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this time. Thank you for the opportunity that I have to open your word. Thank you for the message that you've given to me and laid on my heart. And I ask and pray that it's a blessing tonight. I pray that all that hear it, God, can get something from it. And I pray that you just give me the peace and the words to say. Thank you again for this night and for the opportunity. In your name I pray, amen. Most of us know about the life of Josiah. He's pretty familiar with us, but there were several things that I found interesting while studying his life. Josiah was one of the better, if not one of the best kings during the time of Israel, during the time that they had kings. And we all know that he came to the throne at the age of 8. He took the throne at the age of 8 because his father was murdered after reigning only 2 years. His father's name was Amon, and he was a very wicked man, if you study through his life. And so Josiah really didn't grow up with a father in his home, and any examples that he would have had to, if he would have learned about his father and looked up to him, he would have had a wicked example to look up to. Josiah's grandfather was even worse than his son Amon. And so Josiah really didn't have much as in the way of fathers to look up to. And I want to challenge you tonight, if you don't come from the perfect circumstances, don't let that hinder you from serving God. Don't let that stop you, because God can use anyone, as we see in the life of Josiah. So the first tonight, we see that Josiah had some character. Josiah, it says in 2 Chronicles 34, verses 2 and 3, it says, "And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images." I see that Josiah had some character. He determined at a young age that he was going to do right and he was going to serve right. He determined that as for him and his house, they were going to serve the Lord. And although he didn't have the perfect examples to look up to, even though he wasn't given that blessing, Josiah still determined that he was going to do right. And if there's one thing that we need this new year, I believe, it's some young people, some young men, that while they are young, they're going to determine that they're going to get some character. This new year, I need to work on being a man of character. So Josiah had character. Josiah also had godly convictions. If you look at 2 Chronicles 34, verse 31, and then 33, it says, "And the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant which are written in this book. And Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertain to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God, And all his days they departed not from following the Lord, the God of their fathers. Josiah determined that some things in his life he wasn't going to let them happen. He determined that he was going to set some Bible-based convictions, things that he was going to hold to. And this new year, I challenge you, write some things down. Take some time in prayer. Take some time in the Word of God. And determine that in your life, while you're still young, there are some things that you're going to hold to. There are some standards that you're going to set that you're not going to go against. We know that the Bible says in Romans that our bodies are not our own. So the choice is not our own. The choice is God's to do with as he please. Is in this new year, we should be willing and we should be humbled and we should be excited to give God our bodies. So Josiah was a man of character. Josiah had godly convictions. And then Josiah was also used to calling out to God. Josiah was a man of prayer. Back in chapter 34, verse 31, and the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord. And if there's one area that I think many of us, maybe we are not as serious in it as we should be, or we don't take it, we take it for granted sometimes, it's the area of prayer. And I know that sometimes after you get done reading your Bible and after you get done with your devotional books, if you do that, prayer at the end, it just seems like more time sometimes, and it can be discouraging. You know, you want to say your 30-second prayer and then be done with it. But prayer is how all great things come about. Prayer is how great revival comes about. And if you study throughout the Bible, you see that no great things came without much prayer. And so I challenge you this year. I challenge us teens and us young people to make sure to develop some character, to develop godly convictions, and also to develop a prayer life. And now we come to the title or the main body of the sermon, Fighting on the Wrong Side of the Battlefield. And I'd like to look at three quick reasons why Josiah was fighting on the wrong side of the battlefield. Three reasons why he died on the wrong side of the battlefield. And if you study out his life all the way up until the end of his life, his death, the Bible has all good things to say about him. The Bible said that he kept the law of the Lord, he followed the Lord, he loved him. And so when you get to his death, it seems a little bit confusing and it can kind of hit you out of nowhere. How is Josiah dead? Well, there was three reasons why I believe that Josiah died on the wrong side of the battlefield. And the first was Josiah had the wrong friends. When Josiah went out to fight against the king of Egypt, the Egyptians, Necho, he was not only going against the man of God, he was also making himself an enemy of God. He was befriending the Assyrians. And we know that in Isaiah, the Bible says about the Assyrians, then shall the Assyrian fall with the sword, not of a mighty man, and not of a mean man shall devour him, but he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall be discomfited. Josiah was not only friending with the enemy, befriending the enemies, he was making himself an enemy of God. And we know that the Bible says friendship with the world is enmity with God's. Josiah's friends were spiritually wicked. Well, they weren't spiritual at all. They were a wicked people that God was using the king of Egypt to destroy. And let me ask you tonight, what kind of friends do you have? Are your friends those that encourage you to do right and to be right, to seek the Lord? Are your friends those that encourage you to do your best in school? Are they those that encourage you to obey your parents, to be respectful, to obey your teachers? Josiah's friends were wicked, and then Josiah's friends were weak. There was no way that the Assyrians were going to help Josiah in his spiritual life at all. 2 Samuel 13:3 says, but Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, and Jonadab was a very subtle man. We've all heard the saying, tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you what your future is, but how true that is. And our friends influence us in many more ways than we could even imagine. And in Josiah's case, his friends cost him his life. He died because he had the wrong friends. So not only what type of friends do you have tonight, but what type of friend are you? The Bible says in Proverbs 1:10, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. And it also says that evil communications corrupt good manners. So maybe tonight you're not the one sitting at the lunch table or in the locker room. You're not the one telling the dirty jokes or showing the wrong things, but you're not the one standing up to it either. You're not the one saying that it's wrong. So what kind of friends do you have and what kind of friend are you this new year? Secondly, Josiah had the wrong fight. The Bible says in Psalm 97:10, ye that love the Lord, hate evil. This was not Josiah's battle. He wasn't supposed to be fighting the king of Egypt. He was supposed to be fighting the battles that the Lord commanded him to. What were some of the battles that we are supposed to be fighting? What are some of the battles we're supposed to be fighting? Our battle here on earth is to resist Satan, to fight him with the strength of the Lord, because he is as a roaring lion that walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Our battle, our fight here on earth is to lead others to Christ. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Our battle is to live a clean, pure life on earth. Our battle is to do the will of God. But sometimes we get sidetracked. Sometimes we get distracted. And in Josiah's life here, we see that he had the wrong priorities. He got filled up with pride. And the Bible says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Sometimes we get distracted by the battle of bitterness or jealousy. Sometimes we get distracted by gossip. Sometimes we get distracted with envy. And there's so many things that Satan throws at us. But we must make sure to keep our right priorities, keep our things lined up, and be fighting the battles that God has called us to fight. So Josiah not only had the wrong friends, he not only had the wrong fight, lastly, he also had the wrong foe. Josiah here was making himself an enemy of God, and he was going against the man of God, the king of Egypt. And quickly, three enemies that we fight, three foes that we shouldn't. The first is our parents. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents. And we know that the fifth commandment says, honor thy father and thy mother. So tonight, if you're fighting your parents, if you're in rebellion against them and disrespect, you're on the wrong side of the battlefield. You're not going to be honored, and you're not honoring to God, and you're not going to be blessed by God if you can't be on the right side of the battlefield. The second foe that we fight often is our pastor. And we know that the Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you as they give account of you. And we heard this recently in a message. If you really cared about someone, why would you place them in the crosshairs of God's wrath and judgment? Our pastors are our God-given shepherds, our God-given leaders, and we're there to help them. They already have enough problems as it is dealing with things. We should try to be an encouragement to them, and we should try to help them. And lastly, we fight the pages of Scripture. The Bible is there to help us and to be a comfort to us, but the Bible is also there to correct us when we are wrong. And sometimes we don't like to be corrected. Sometimes it's hard to take that correction. But the Bible says in Proverbs 10:17, he is in the way of life that keepeth instructions, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. The Bible says you're smart, you're a wise young man, you're a wise person if you accept corrections. Psalm 119:11 also says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So also this year, this new year, don't only fight the Bible, don't go against it, but also memorize it and guide it and guard it and put it in your heart because it guides you in all of the areas of life. So three reasons, three areas that Josiah was strong in, three reasons why he was on the right side of the battlefield, and then three reasons, three areas that Josiah let his guard down in and died on the wrong side of the battlefield. So let me challenge this year. Let me challenge myself this year. Make sure we have character, develop godly convictions, develop a prayer life, and then also be careful of who our friends are. Be careful of the battles that we fight, and then be careful of who we fight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I do thank you for this evening. Thank you for your word and that we can open it up. Thank you that, God, it's quick and powerful, and it deals with all areas of life. I pray that this message tonight has been a blessing to someone. It's been encouragement. God, I know it's been such a blessing and encouragement to me. And I just pray that that you can use it through someone's life. Help us as we're coming upon this new year, God, the excitement of it, the goals that are set. Please help us to remember these areas in our life, some goals that we should set, some areas we should be careful of. I ask that you bless the rest of this evening and those that are preaching. In your name I pray. Amen.